Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Bradley here, and it's time for the Speak Free Books Entertainment Wrap-Up presented by BuffBoyBrewing.com.
JB's Entertainment Wrap-Up.
Brought to you by BuffBoyBrewing.com. Need your daily or hourly fix of fresh-flavored coffee? Check out Buff Boy Brewing Company for unique blends from around the world. International tastes with the finest roasts at BuffBoyBrewing.com. Here's what's making news this April 18th. The Harry, formerly known as Prince, has long been trying to distance himself from the royal family. And it sounds like they're kind of over him, too. We've talked about how he and wife Meghan Markle have considered North America home, previously living in Canada, and then currently now near Oprah in California. There has been much speculation if Harry would attempt to become a permanent resident of the United States. Turns out that's pretty much what he's done. Paperwork has been released that shows the country is Harry's, quote, this is weird. It's Harry's new country slash state, usually resident in the United States. And the date of change is actually last June 29th, 2023, to be exact. That's the date after they moved out of their UK home, which was 3 months after they were technically evicted by Harry's dad, King Charles. Details, right? So the new housing records, or nearly year-old housing records, say that Harry's primary residence is in the United States. As for that whole thing about becoming a citizen, well, that takes a little while, and it's expected that Harry would have to go through the whole process like everybody else. And as we've talked about, Donald Trump likely won't give Harry an easy time if Trump is elected president again. He's zeroed in on Harry's previous admission of drug use and wondered how he was let into the country in the first place. Harry has previously said, "The American citizenship is a thought that has crossed my mind, but certainly is not something that is a high priority for me right now." Ashanti and Nelly are expecting a baby. They made the announcement that they are pregnant. This is their first kid together. She said, "This new year of my life is such a blessing full of love, hope, and anticipation. Motherhood is something that I have looked forward to, and sharing this with my family, fiance, and loyal fans who have been so supportive of my career is an amazing experience." She was also asked if she's ready to get back performing, and she said, "I'm in need about 9 months." The Golden Bachelor, they don't need 9 months for that couple. They dominated headlines longer than the marriage actually lasted, though. It was announced last week, we've talked about, that the couple, ex-couple, Gary and Teresa, split after 3 months of marriage. I should remind you that during their wedding in January, I tweeted a couple times and said it would be over by April, I'm just saying. And while us viewers can do the I told you so dance, it's apparently different when you were on the show and you were one of the cast members. Responding to the news, Golden reject April Kirkwood said to Teresa, "I wish you the very best. I truly tried to tell you, but this was your lesson to experience. Much love." What specifically she meant has people talking, and it sounds like the Bachelor mob on social media didn't take too kindly to it, but it's not surprising that in the next couple of weeks or months, we're going to hear about how creepy the dude really was. There were creeper vibes. I'm just saying, I tweeted about that too. Anyway, that's a check of your celebrity headlines for this Thursday, April 18th. I'm back tomorrow right here on the Speak Free Books Entertainment Wrap-Up presented by BuffBoyBrewing.com. Till next time, I'm Jeremy Bradley.
For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the tap.